Welcome to the talk show dedicated to the wine industry. It's All About Wine. With your host, winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is educate people and make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com and worldwide, including the Armed Forces Radio Network.
How this show has grown from, you know, maybe a couple hundred to over 40,000 people. And yeah, that's fantastic.
From coast to coast.
Basser, Kansas.
Deming, New Mexico.
Ithaca, New York.
Knoxville.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Montana.
Moscow, Idaho.
New Hampshire.
New Mexico.
Santa Rosa.
Sevierville, Tennessee.
South Dakota.
The coast of Maine.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Westport, Mass.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that. Alba Vineyards.
Blog.penlive.
Boyslip Winery.
Brotherhood.
Camas Prairie Winery.
Candia Vineyards.
Hello, the Borgeses.
Eagle Springs Winery.
Flathead Lake Winery.
Free the Grapes.
Grapesandwine.cal.cornell.edu.
Heritage Vineyards and Winery.
Hershey Harrisburg Wine Country.
Holyfield Vineyard and Winery.
Tommy Bird Ridge Winery.
Joy Soy of Wine.
Prairie Berry.
Rainborn Wines.
Rocky Top Wine Trail.
Sheila Lauer Vineyards and Winery.
Southwest Wine.
Haber Hill.
Ten Spoon.
University of Kentucky Extension.
Vineyard at Hershey.
Vivac Winery.
Walt Vineyard.
Westport Rivers.
Wine Flower.
And around the world.
TheDriftingWinemaker.com.
Dunkelta Biz.
I just arrived in Bali about 3 days ago.
All About Wine is on.
If you have any questions or anything to talk about, we will be more than happy to talk to you about or search it for you or try to find information for you out there, because there is a lot of information out there about wine.
We do occasionally get off topic.
Belvoir Winery.
The most well-known haunted winery in the Midwest.
I've heard voices at the winery.
Call area code 646-727-3235 and let's talk about wine on air. And now, wine enthusiast and industry representatives, All About Wine is on. Here is your host, Ron.
Thank you, Busky. Warm outside.
Wow.
Thank you, Busky.
That's pretty good. They're all down here escaping the snow up north. It's 73 degrees right now in Tampa. So,
yes.
Yes.
That's why we live in Tampa.
That's right. Welcome to All About Wine. Do you see the pictures posted of a snowman holding a sign like you know, trying to get somewhere, and it says Florida on it on a piece of cardboard? I thought that was pretty good.
Yes, I did. That was cute.
That's good. All right. Here we are, and we're back. It's Thursday, February 20th, 7-something p.m., and Ron has a full show for us tonight with some great information, and everybody tune in. If you want to get on the program, you want to talk to us live, do so. Call in right now, 646-727-3235, 646-727-3235, or email the show. But you know, call during the live show, that's easy too. So do that. Call. We're waiting. I'm waiting now.
Standing by. Operators are standing by.
Yep. We're still waiting. Okay.
You found it.
Nobody's here.
Okay.
One more glass, please. I need another glass over here. Thank you.
Oh, well. We have fun, if nothing else. I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff. All right.
Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Here we go. Yeah, absolutely.
If anyone's tuning in, we never know about that either. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We have a bunch of just stuff to throw out at you tonight. Nothing earth-shattering, but just stuff, things I want to pass on to you. We do an episode like this every once in a while, and I wanted to get this done before it backed up on us too much. So I'm just going to throw out some things. First, we're going to start with a feature that we do on the program. I don't know if people like it or not. I say a popular feature on the program, is real estate. What's out there if you want to buy a vineyard? I send an email out to a realtor who handles vineyards and wineries and stuff like that and see if he can't work with us. Come on once a month or so, tells us what's available in the market and all that stuff. I don't know if I'll hear from him or not. I hope so. I think it'd be fun just to get him on once a month for 15 minutes or so, just to have him tell us what's happening with that. So if I hear from him, we'll get him as part of the program too, as a monthly feature of the program. But we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen with that. But in lieu of the fact that we don't have a realtor, we will. Actually, I suppose I can get realtors from all over the country too. This particular guy's in California, Northern California. But I guess I can find one in New York and all sorts of different states for this. Since we don't have a realtor, here's information on vineyards. If, as always, you want more information, email me or call me or call on the line here and we'll put you over in a chat room. We'll let you know the information or whatever. This is a Highview Winery Vineyard, 40-plus acres, more or less, overlooking Canumnes River. I'd never heard of that. Conumnes. 6-acre vineyard planted in Syrah and Zinfandel. Wine building with equipment. Caretaker unit above the winery, so you can actually, the person who's in charge of it can stay above there if you don't want to. And this is a still at $739,000. Wow, that is still at $739,000. So if you want to check that out further, let me know. Silverado Trail approved winery site. Location. Over 1,000 feet of road frontage approved for a 50,000-gallon winery and tasting room. Not built, just approved. Property has 7 acres of vineyards already and a 4,500-square-foot home. Best value in Napa. No price, if you have to ask. It's one of those things. There's another one, Napa Winery and Vineyards for sale. Turnkey production facility with 50,000-gallon permit. Included 3 legal parcels with 33 plus or minus planted acres, caves, a state home, and 2 smaller homes. Wow. Again, no price. And Calistoga, 3-bedroom home for rent. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath executive home, quiet neighborhood on a cul-de-sac, walking distance to town, views of Mount St. Helena, 1,300 square feet, 2-car attached garage with storage, hardwood floors, new carpet bedrooms, professionally landscaped with a stone patio, $2,500 per month with a $3,000 deposit. No pets, no smokers, renters pay utilities, landlord pays outside water and garden maintenance. Minimum 1-year lease. It will be available on April the 1st. So if you want to go out and make a move to St. Helena, then now's the time to do it. Actually, in Calistoga. It's not in St. Helena. It's Calistoga. So there you go. We also have a winery for sale. Willamette Valley, Oregon Winery for sale. Established 10 years, producing many award-winning wines. Annual production of approximately 3,500 cases. All equipment, barrels, inventory, brand, trademark included. Established wine club of approximately 250 members. And any more wine clubs, as a little aside here to all of you, wine clubs are really quite the thing for wineries. If you can get a wine club established, it ties your members into the winery, which is great. It's wonderful. If you can work on something like that, California is real, real big on wine clubs. They're the ones that are doing it more than anything. So, back to this. Established wine club of approximately 250 members. Winery only, located in the leased facilities, no vineyard property. So you'll have to source your grapes from other places. And then I've got a couple of other quick ones here, a couple of leases. Winery for lease. Winery in Howell Mountain, AVA, 7,000 case annual capacity, above ground building, and a cave. Again, no prices or anything. Tasting room in Anderson Valley, $3,500 a month, nestled in the heart of the Anderson Valley. This downtown Boonville Tasting Room is a must-see. Recently renovated building, fully equipped for your business to be up and running in a matter of days. Private tasting room for intimate events, raised and covered rear deck with a view of the Boce. Is that pronounced Boce or Boce? B-O-C-C-E. Boce Court in the rear of the building. Located on Highway 128 with ample parking and an inviting front porch. For a viewing by appointment. Yes.
Bocce ball, isn't it? Bocce?
Bocce? Okay, Bocce? Okay, I know I always pronounce it wrong, and that's
Bocce. I've heard
ball,
of Bocce
huh?
ball or Bocce ball. Yeah, something
Bocce,
like that.
Bocce court. B-O-C-C. Bocce, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah. Thank you. I don't know. I don't know. I don't play the game. I don't know how to pronounce it. You know? So, for viewing by appointment only, get in touch with me. I'll get you in touch with the people who are in charge of that, who are doing it. So sounds like a pretty good $3,500 a month. You should be able to crack that nut pretty easily on the with the location, all that there. A few more things I want to pass on to you while we're talking about this stuff here. We mentioned that some of them you had to buy your own grapes. Here's what grapes are costing you. 6,000 gallons barrel aged for as low as $11.50 of Lodi Cabernet Sauvignon. $11.50 for the entire lot. Smaller lots, okay, it's going to cost you more. Late harvest Riesling is available out there. 650 gallons of 2013 late harvest Riesling. Also can pick up 1,200 gallons of 2013 Chardonnay from Sonoma Valley. There is 2013 Santa Clara Mountains Chardonnay, 25-year-old vines, dry farm, 1,000 gallons at $20 a gallon. Or best offer if you're going to want the whole lot. Walla Valley Bulk Wine. Premium Walla Walla Bulk Wine for standalone bottling or improving existing blends. They have available Barbera, Sangio, Grenache, Malbec, Petit Sirah, Petit Verdot, Tempranillo, Zinfandel. All those are available. 900 gallons of 2013 Alexander Valley Voynay is available. Pinot Noir out of Santa Cruz Mountains, AVA, 2,000 gallons, oak aged and available. Here's Schaefer Vineyards 2013 bulk wine, Merlot, Napa Valley Merlot, and Stag's Leap District Cabernet. No price on those. Probably be expensive, though, because those are two very namey areas there. A bulk 2012 Pinot Noir for sale, 290 to 300 gallons of 2012, $20 a gallon. Wow, that's a pretty decent price. 2011 Napa Valley bulk wine, no price, but they have Cabernet Sauvignon from St. Helena, Petit Syrah, and mixed red. Here's a Mendocino County, 108 cases of 2009 Central Coast Chardonnay, also 2008 Mendo Cab Sauv, and what was the other one? Chardonnay and Cab Sauv. I guess that was it. Somebody's calling in, only they forgot to do it through the program. They're doing it at my house. Let's see. And that's, you know, there's another one, Semillon in the Calistoga AVA. So if you're looking at getting bulk wines, those are all available too. So that's what's out there on that stuff. Did you find out it's a Boce? Boce?
All of the sites that I saw was Boce. B-A-H and then C-H-E-E. So like Boce. And an Italian word. I should have known that. So this bulk wine for sale, like $20 a gallon, is that already processed, or is that just
yes.
the grape juice or whatever, and you have to, you know,
that's processed.
Store it?
Yeah,
or
that's processed.
Okay.
A lot of it's processed.
Wow.
You can age it longer if you want. This is bulk wine. You can age it longer if you want. You can age it, you know, you can start putting in oak and playing with it if you want. But this is basically, it's... Yeah, a lot of this is processed. Here's, in fact, these last two I read you here. Winery Mendes, excellent quality shiners. Now, a shiner in the business, we talk about shiners as wines in a bottle with no label. Obviously, the bottle shines. It doesn't have a label or anything on it. These are shiners. And a lot of shiners are sold around within the business. A big winery will make a bunch of shiners and sell it to different wineries, and they can just run their labels on them and stuff like that. And it's done quite often. But here's McDabb Ridge Winery in Mendocino County. It has 108 cases of 2009 Central Coast Chardonnay at $45 a case. In 100 cases of 2008 Mendocino County Cabernet Sauvignon for $57 a case. And it's, you must be a bond to bond transfer. And, you know, wineries are bonded, and I think we've talked about this before. Wineries are bonded, and so you can't just as an individual call them up and say, "Hey, send me those, 100 cases of Cabernet Sauvignon," because you have to be bonded. And that's, you know, the process through the state and stuff like that, and license and all that good stuff. So,
is there any kind of guarantee that, you know, let's say you buy, you know, 1,000 gallons of some of this bulk wine, is there any kind of guarantee that when you get it, it's actually, you know, been taken care of and stored properly, and it isn't bad or anything like that? I mean, is there any kind of, you know, hey, this was wrong, I'm sending it back, or you're just out, you know? I'm not sure what the deal is on that.
No. Guarantee is the reputation. You know,
right. Okay.
You know, you can get wine shipped across country from just about anybody anywhere.
Right.
Any area has it. You can have it ship it around. You can have it shipped on refrigerated trucks if you want to keep it cold. You can have it. You know, you don't want to ship in the middle of summer, obviously, because of the heat, and that's going to cause a problem. But you can ship it around just about everywhere. What most places do, they will put it in containers anywhere from a 60 or 58, 59, 57-gallon container, plastic, and ship it to you. And it's got enough. Actually enough sulfites in it, you know, the SO2, it's got enough SO2 in it to carry it, so it's not going to go bad. You're going to, you know, keep the temperature the same. It's proper temperature when it leaves. And then when you get it, you pump it, and you check your SO2, and you check all of your levels and all that. Wineries have tests for just about everything. And you test all that stuff, and you be sure that everything's okay. And, you know, most of the time, you know, when you're going to get stuff like this, now, if they're in shiners, it's a little bit more of a question what that is like before it goes in the bottle and what are the numbers. But when they send this stuff out to you, when they do all this stuff, they usually give you a list of all the specs on it. The alcohol level, the SO2, the free SO2, the pH, I'm forgetting some stuff here off the top of my head, but they give you a sheet or a little fact sheet that tells what this all was tested at when it left, or when they did it when it left the lab. And so, it's good. And if they're selling bulk wines and stuff, and if they're sending out wines that aren't good, the word's going to get out.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, it's good stuff. And things like this, Walla Walla bulk wine, it says here, you know, for standalone bottling. I mean, it's premium Walla Walla bulk wine for standalone bottling. You know, it's good enough to, you know, you can just pop in the bottles, or you can blend it if you want. It just says in this thing here. So to answer the question directly, pretty much reputation and the fact that, yes, I'm going to be sending you something that's going to be good, and it will continue to be good unless you do something to it that's going to change that. But otherwise, it's good wine being transferred around.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So, and a lot of places. This basically, this list I just read you here is out of California. A classified I get out of St. Helena, but there's this in New York. New York, a lot of wineries up there. I've talked to different wineries in New York thinking about getting down some New York wines and possibly selling those, bottling and selling those. And I don't know, after tasting a couple of them and stuff like that, I talked myself out of it. But you can, just about anywhere, you can find wines that, that people are willing to sell in bulk to you. And, you know, the and most of the time, it could be a good deal. You just, but it's got to be bonded to bonded. This is one thing that you got to remember, too.
Yeah.
You know, when you start getting bulk stuff like that, you can't just have a little bit shipped to your home and like to Shiners and stuff like that. You gotta be bonded. And I think we talked about being bonded on previous shows, and all wineries are bonded, and that has to be done and all that. So,
Okay.
So our real estate section and stuff is done for tonight. A couple of bits of information. I'm going to actually the meat of the program here, if you will. Well, we're going to talk about wine apps tonight. With credit to Joyce Joy of Wine, as I always plagiarize her, and she knows it. So thanks again, Joy. But before we get into that, a couple bits of information here. New vintages, the McGaw Family Cellars, MCGAH, McGaw Family Cellars, introduced the two newest vintages of its estate wines. That is the 2011 Scarlet Cabernet Sauvignon and the 2012 1070 Green Sauvignon Blanc. The Cabernet was produced from 100% single vineyard estate-grown Cabernet Sauvignon. The fruit was cold-soaked for 5 days, fermented for 18 days, and barrel-aged for 20 months in new French oak consisting of Tarançon, Ameritage, Marcel Cadot, and Raymond. The Sauvignon Blanc comprises 92% estate-grown Sauvignon Blanc and 8% estate-grown Semillon. The fruit was 80% barrel fermented and 20% stainless steel aged on lees for 6 months with no vintage. A 750-milliliter bottle of the 2011 Scarlet Cabernet Sauvignon retails for $60, and the 750-milliliter bottle of the 2012 1070 Green Sauvignon Blanc retails for $25. And this is McGaw Family Cellars out of Alamo, California, which is north, just a little bit north and a little bit east of San Francisco. I noticed those because they, very few times do we see such detail going into describing a wine that's being released. So, you know, and the 20% stainless steel aged on lees and things like this. That was an interesting approach to that. So that's available now, by the way, if you've got six. I'm not that familiar with that cellar, though, that that wine. And so $60 for one, I mean, it sounds like it's great. Maybe that's why they had to describe it so much, because maybe people are not that familiar with them. So, and then some Chilean imports here. I love Chilean wine. I really do. They're making some great stuff. Read an interesting article on in the latest issue of Wine Enthusiast, it was, about Carmenere and what's happening with Carmenere and it all that. If you're not familiar with Carmenere, it's a red wine originally grown in the Bordeaux region of France. Pretty much stopped growing it there. Phylloxera, they say, is what killed it. Transferred to Chile for years and years. Chilean vineyards were harvesting Merlot with a little green texture, little green grapes that were going to it. They were not completely mature, and they just thought it was because of the Chilean climate and atmosphere and everything else is the reason these were didn't look like they were the way the other Merlots. And they were getting all sorts of, Chile was getting all sorts of credit for making a Merlot that was so different than anywhere else in the world. They were saying, hey, your Merlots have a little pepperiness to it that you won't find anywhere else in the world, and it must be something that you're doing down there. And then, I guess it was 92, something like that, early 90s, they discovered that the reason for that is because there was another grape mixed in all the vineyards down there that they thought was Merlot, but it wasn't. And they come to find out it was the Carmenere grape. And so they, and that's one story that different, you know, discovered different ways. I heard like three or four different stories of how they discovered it. Needless to say, it was discovered that there was a Carmenere mixed in with all the Merlot vineyards, and that caused the pepperiness, the greenness to it, because the Carmenere matures about 3-4 weeks after the Merlot did. And so the Merlots were ready to be harvested, and they'd harvest, and it was early harvest for the Carmenere grape. So they divide them up and all that, and they've been doing a Carmenere. Carmenere out of Chile is phenomenal. I love a Carmenere. It's got such great flavors, a little peppery nuts. I've had, I don't know, 8-9 different Carmeneres, just about every one of them. A couple of them I'm a little disappointed in, but of course, a couple of them I spent, you know, very little on because it was a Carmenere and I want to see what it was like. And, you know, you obviously become disappointed. But there are some phenomenal Carmenere wines out there. I was so excited. Sold some at the winery for a while. We went with the Venison Esteban out of northern Chile, Aconcagua Valley, and we shipped some stuff in. One of the wines we shipped in were selling for was Carmenere until we sold out, got another shipment and sold out of that. And then the duty fees and everything else have jumped sky high, so I don't think we'll get any more in. But we've discovered the Carmenere because of that, and it is phenomenal. So if you are not and have not found the Carmenere out there, by all means, find one. Try it. It is great. But I jump off the topic here. Chilean imports. Vina Tarapacá, Tarapacá released this line of Grand Reserva Chilean wines in the United States. The line consists of three ranges: Antigua Blanca, Antigua Negro, and Antigua Azul. I think I'm pronouncing those right. I probably am not. The Antigua Blanco range includes a 2011 Cabernet Sauvignon, a 2012 Carmenere, and there you go, a 2012 Chardonnay, and a 2012 Pinot Noir. The Antigua Negro range consists of a 2010 Cabernet Sauvignon, and the Antigua Azul range consists of a 2010 Red Blend, which I am sure is probably some Carmenere in that. Of all the full-bodied wines, all of the full-bodied wines are sourced from the Maipo Valley in Chile and feature a combination of fruit and oak notes, the company says. Each of the wines in the Antigua Blanca range retails for approximately $17.99, which is reasonably priced. The Antigua Negro Cabernet retails for $39.99, and the Antigua Quata Azul Red Blend has a suggested price of $49.99. So, there you go. Another Carmenere on the market. U.S. wine sales this year will be the highest since the recession. This is the reports that are coming in now. The Silicon Valley Bank, which is a provider of banking services to the wine industry and all that section, released its annual State of the Wine Industry report, which forecasts what the growth in U.S. wines for 2014, but it says also a decline in future years. Despite news to the contrary in recent months, wine supply is in balance heading into 2014, and they said they expect sales growth, the highest rate of sales growth since the recession, despite a tough economy. This is from I don't know, some guy with an important title. The firm expects final numbers for the 2013 harvest to reach 3.94 million tons, which is the second largest harvest on record in California after 4 million tons were harvested in 2012. It says that in fine wine, the growth range is going to increase by 6 to 10%, which would mark the first increase in 3 years. Luxury wines, 10 to 18 bottles, dollars of bottles, will see greatest growth. And it says increased grape and bulk wine costs are not being passed on to the consumer, which will keep the prices stable, but that is not going to hold on. If we peer into the future 5 to 7 years, we believe that headwinds will increase significantly as more baby boomers retire. 50 and 60-something purchase about half of fine wine in the U.S. As they retire, their purchasing power declines. The younger generation can't pick up the slack immediately due to lower income and their proclivity to purchase more foreign wine. So, the report is based on a survey of nearly 650 West Coast wineries, and it covers category trends and current issues. So there you go. Baby boomers are slowing down on their purchasing, which is going to affect sales, which, you know, and then prices are going to go up too. I'm afraid that's going to happen, especially after this year in the drought. And then if we have time a little bit, I'm going to talk about the drought in California, what's happening with that. But first, before we go into any more, we're going to talk about wine apps. Again, I have to give credit where credit is due. Joyce Joy of Wine had an article back in January about the new wine apps for 2014. I've been going to talk about this, but we've had guests and different people on, and I do want to get around to it now. I have downloaded some of these wine apps already. They are great. I love some of these. These are really fun apps to have, and I played with them when I was waiting in different situations where I whip on my phone and play with my wine apps, and that's better than playing with the games, I think. First one, America's Wine Trails. This is available on ISO and Android. This is an app for when you're on the go. It's a great way to locate wineries and wine trails around the country. Now, we're always asking wineries, are they on the trail? This app, I've played with and punched in different areas, and sure enough, it shows trails and everything. Winery listings include photos, links to the winery website, and information on the wines and varietals, the hours are open, and a map on how to get there. And it has all that and more. I can vouch for that. The America's Wine Trail app touts having the largest number of wineries, over 6,000, and wine trails available in the U.S. It's a don't leave home without it app, if you will. That is available at AmericanWineTrails.com. You can check that out there at why won't this open up for me? I can't get that open. I saw your message here, Mark. Thank you. That's my nephew. There we go. It probably popped up. Hey, Steve, hope you're out there. Hope you're listening. Hope you're enjoying the show. Mike, let me know that there's somebody on the line that I know of my nephew. So the Wine Trail app is great. And so check it out. It is available at AmericanWineTrails.com. Blush for Wine. This is available only on iOS. This is a mobile wine shopping app. Makes selecting your wines a little bit easier. You just scan the barcode or speak the wine's name, and Blush for Wine will provide you with an in-depth information about it. It also includes descriptions, ratings, pairing suggestions, and other wines that would match your budget that's in the same price range you're looking for that. Again, only on ISO, blushforwine.com. You can check it out there. Next one, again, only available on iOS. I keep saying ISO, iOS, is called Delectable. This is the holy grail of wine apps. It says here, this is the praise from Forbes magazine and Wine Business, among others. Delectable has been called the best wine app out there. It is not available on Android, so I have an Android phone, so that, you know, I didn't get a chance to check it out. It's a social wine app, and it connects the consumer with the producer with the click of a button. Take a photo of the wine label with your iPhone, and Delectable will provide you with the name of the wine, the vintage, and the winemaker. You can give it a rating, add tasting notes, and share your comments online through the app. A highly rated app, highly done. That is Delectable.com, D-E-L-E-C-T-A-B-L-E, Delectable.com. Drink, D-R-Y-N-K, spelled drink, is trying to bridge the gap between finding the wine you love and being able to buy it. This app allows you to purchase the wines you like right from your phone and have them delivered to your home. Yeah. And as an added perk, shipping is free when you order 6 bottles or more. Now, that this brought up, this is available on iOS and Android. I downloaded this app. I was looking through the thing and all that, and I started to get all sorts of questions in my mind. How can they do this? You know, I mean, we talked to the Free the Grape people and all that stuff, and I hope they can. I think it's great and it's wonderful. Maybe you can have wine shipped in that you are not used to, are not able to get. And this way can give you an opportunity to get these wines sent to you. So, you know, more power to them. But I don't know. Drink, drync.com, and it is available on both iOS and Android. Another one available on both iOS and Android is Hello Vino. H-E-L-L-O-V-I-N-O, Hello Vino. This is when you're faced with one of those bottles and the wine aisles. Here's an app to help you make the decision. It recommends wines according to your preferences and also offers food pairings to go with that bottle. You can find the perfect bottle based on whatever occasion you want at the price point you want. And it's just a handy app for delving into wine and those who can't ever make a decision or know what to purchase for a certain food or something. A lot of these apps, too, I noticed, I load them and I play with them and start scanning different things. They start knowing you. They start gearing up for what you're looking for and stuff, which is always nice. It makes it a little bit more personal. Local wine events. Here's another one. Now, local wine events is available online. It's a great way to find what's going on in your area. If you don't have the app for it and you don't want to check it out, check out localwineevents.com. And it always has a listing of the local events of the wines and everything in your area. But now there's an app you can do. This is both for iOS and Android. It does nothing to do with selecting a wine, but it shows you where the food and wine events are taking place in your area. And it's not just, you know, wine. It helps you explore and locate what's happening when visiting other cities, which is the best part about the app. It also gives you discounts on tickets and gives you special deals and different things and all that. So local wine events has been around for some time. The app, I think, is reasonably new. I checked it out. I've been following local wine events for quite some time myself, so it was nice to see it on an app. And it's nice. It's a lot of the stuff they just put on the app because it's easier for people to follow as opposed to on the computer or something like that. LocalWineEvents.com. Snooth. That's available on iOS. If you want to know what others think of a wine, then this is the app for you. You can search a wine by color, price, country, then write a review, add it to your app seller, or place it on your wish list. And when you're ready, compare prices and buy online. While the Snoop app is free, Snoop Pro is $4.99, but offers an expanded image database. So, Snooth is out there. Again, that's another one I get all the time. Snooth sends out emails continuously to people if you want to join that, and you can get updated emails. I get them all the time from Snooth. It's a good site. And again, only available on iOS. It gets those with the Android a chance to also check out the site and see what's going on. A lot of updates, a lot of good stuff on that. The Wine Coach, this is another one. This is available on iOS and Android. This is more of an entertainment app, more than anything else. Lori Forster, F-O-R-S-T-E-R, is an author and a radio host of The Sipping Point. came out with the Wine Coach, which contains podcasts of her Sipping Point radio show, along with wine and cooking videos and a guide to wine grapes and a wine rack feature that will keep track of your favorite wines and just different things like this. She just put together this nice little app. I downloaded this, looked at it for a while, played with it. Nice. It's a very interesting thing. It tells you about wine. And, you know, hey, that's what I do too. And so I enjoyed it. And plus it has a few extra little features in there and all that stuff. So it's pretty nice. That's under the winecoach.com. Again, available on iOS and Android, as is Vivino, available in iOS and Android. This is a little app that allows you to learn more about the wines you drink by scanning the bottles. Vivino recognizes over 1 million wines and provides you with information on the wines, the grapes, wine regions, and wine countries. So it's good. That's another one I download, another one I play with all the time, and it's nice. Some of these, too, you get to watch, because some of these really are awful large downloads onto your phone. Some phones are limited capacities and stuff like that. When you start putting a whole bunch of apps on there, it will start filling up your phone. I've been told and all that. So Vivino, Vivino.com. Wine Dictionary. This is available on both iOS and Android. First came the Beer Dictionary, now the Wine Dictionary, which contains hundreds of words used to describe wine, including the taste, the region, the grapes, hard-pronounced phrases on the wine label. So it says, while not inclusive, the Wine Dictionary has 900 words and definitions will help you begin to understand wine speak a little better. It's free for Android, but if you on iTunes, it's 99 cents. So it's going to cost you 99 cents to get on iTunes. And that's available at itunes.apple.com or play.google.com. Wine Notes, this is available on iOS. Love it or hate it, here's a place to record your thoughts on a wine while you're drinking it. It provides you a template so you can record the producer, the vintage, the varietal, the region, the rating, the alcohol, the color, along with personal thoughts and impressions, everything you can put. Instead of tearing off the label off the bottle so you have the information, it's right there on your app. You can share your notes on Twitter afterwards too, so you know, other people who are interested or wine drinkers out there can share with each other. That's available at winenotesapp.com, winenotesapp.com. And then there is Winery Passport, again, available only on iOS. And this is Winery Passport is an app, your mobile wine traveling companion. It provides you information on 4,000 wineries throughout the United States and Canada. If you're on the road, or if you're going to go on the road, this is the app to have in your phone. Stamp your app passport at each winery and record all the details in your journal. And then you can share this with family and friends on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. You can just click it right onto those. But it gives you a spot to check out the wineries and also to make comments on everything. WineryPassportApp.com. And then WineQuest, again, only available on iOS. I was a little disappointed. I was reading some of these. I was hoping these things would be available so for Android, and then that's what I've got. You know, so WineQuest is it's to help you create a wine profile. It gives you a chance to rate the wines you like or don't like and get personal recommendation about any wine you consider buying or trying. By adding additional profiles for friends, family, and that your significant other, you'll always reach for that perfect bottle when you entertain, because you know what they're going to like. It's called WineQuest.com. And Wine Searcher is available on iOS and Android. Wine Searcher is ready to buy that special bottle of wine, but it seems too pricey. Find the best price through Wine Searcher. It's got a database of over 6 million wines and over 42,000 retailers listed. It offers maps to stores near you, gives you extra details, including variety, great variety, region of origin, history of the price, and so you know how long you how low you can go. It helps you if you're looking for a specific wine that you like. And I have people come into the winery all the time saying, I had this wine, it was a such and such, and I can't find it. And I refer them to the big wine stores, because most of the time, if anybody's going to have that, this app will help you find that. This is one good thing about this. It'll let you know where that wine is. So it's a fun app. I loaded on there and played with it for a while and took it off. Because it's a pretty big file, to be honest with you. I was just telling you about that a little bit earlier. So, pretty big file. New apps for 2014. So there you go. There's a list of new apps for 2014. Some of them, in fact, all of them that's Android. I've put them in and played with them, and you know, some of them I've taken out because I just would never use them. Some of them I really enjoy going into it. There are some. The dictionary ones are really fantastic. Some of them are really quite comprehensive and all that. The American Wine Trail app is a lot of fun. So all free, except for the ones that I mentioned that cost a little bit more if you want to get them, more than 99 cents. Otherwise, they are out there and they are available, and you can jump out and try them and download them. Something else I want to talk about here, and let me pull it up. I think I'm going to pull it up. Yeah, there it is. Something else I want to talk about here, and if I can find it, and I should be able to find it real fast, because I was just looking at it earlier. And, we might have to do the music again here, because this is not coming up as fast as it went. There we go. Okay. I found it. All right.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Screw cap versus cork. Ongoing. People are still talking about it and all that, and you know, doing it all the time. And you know, is this, you know, do we, you know, is the screw cap okay and all that? Yeah. I mean, basically, screw caps are okay. Screw caps aren't going to hurt your wine. You're going to drink it before you have to worry about it or anything. And, you know, it's nothing about it. But this little article I'm going to read you here, I thought was interesting, cute, fun. And if my computer lets me read it, then I will do it. There we go. Okay, corks are the classic. You know, the classic choice in the question of what goes between you and your wine. There's been some surprising proof that shows how the corks versus screw cap argument is not as black and white as it seems. Which is better, cork or screw caps? If you say corks are better, you're both right and wrong. The truth is, the worldwide demand for wine and cork is growing, so we should get familiar with the future of wine preservation. So take a closer look at why corks and cork alternatives are nearly identical in terms of their ability to store wine and age wine. Now, we had a guy on that talked about corks back in November. Interesting program. If you have not listened to it yet, check it out on archives. But corks aren't disappearing. It's a harvestable product for those of you who I've heard the rumors that we're losing corks. That's why we have to use screw caps or other types. No, it's not. So keep that in mind. It's something that's going to be around. And not only that, they use cork for lots of stuff. But corks versus screw cap. Corks have been the preferred choice for closing wine since the beginning of modern Europe in the 1400s. Why? Well, cork bark is one of the few natural products that is malleable enough to hold the contents inside a glass bottle. glass bottles became more popular to store wine around the same time, same era. Now, let's look at pros and cons. Cork, pro, a natural renewable resource, historically preferred, and long-term aging has been proven. But the cons, expensive. Yeah, you're paying an extra, 20-30 cents for that bottle of wine, if not more, for a cork. 1-3% is affected by TCA, or 2,4-6 trichlorinosol cork taint, or of corked wine. You may have heard that too. Limited natural resource, grown in certain areas. Like it was mentioned in the program, cork is not just grown in Portugal and Spain, but also in the United States and China and lots of other areas, but not nearly the quality that you get out of that area of Portugal and Spain, so therefore. Variable quality, yes, you can. You can get a cheap cork, you can get one that's very expensive, and natural corks breathe at variable rates. Now, there's that debate there, too. Do corks breathe? And the guy that was on the program said, no, not really, but yeah, sort of a little. So we have to listen to that. Screw caps have only been around and been used since 1964. That surprises all of you. I bet it doesn't. I bet you didn't think it was that long ago. But they became a very large share of the market. If you go to Australia, you'll notice that almost every bottle in that country uses a screw cap. Or New Zealand, by all means, all use a screw cap. And plastic and rubber and all sorts of different closures in Australia. The reason the alternatives have become so popular is because of a period of decreased quality cork manufacturing during the 1980s. And this is what this article says here. Basically, winemakers were tired of low-quality cork that would cause TCA cork taint, so they switched. Debates both ways going on that statement there, so I'm not going to get into it now. Some say, the corks, and they say, well, it wasn't low quality. It was, with the different things. But we won't get into that. Like I said, I won't get into that. Besides screw caps made of plastic and metal, there are several fake corks made from plastics to plant-based polymers. The pros and cons of the cork screw cap. More affordable option is a pro for alternatives. No TCA cork taint. Long-term aging studies have been shown to positive results. This is debatable again, too, because I've read a couple of studies where it says the longer you have a screw cap on a bottle, the for some reason the SO2 or the sulfite level starts to rise. So I don't know. Screw caps are easy to open. Oh, without a question. You don't have to. If you don't have a corkscrew, you can still get it open. The cons, some cork alternatives don't breathe at all. Mostly made from non-renewable sources, recyclable but not biodegradable. Variable manufacturing quality and associated with cheap wine. Yes, it is still. People are getting away from it, but it is still has that stigma that it's cheap wine. But aren't corks better because they breathe? The long-time argument that corks are better because they breathe have been dispelled as breathe is now emulated in both screw caps and cork alternatives. Today, you can buy screw caps with calculated levels of oxygen ingress over time. Ironically, real corks are actually quite variable with their oxygen ingress rates. And so, is that to say that corks are better than screw caps? Are screw caps better than corks, really, because of that? Not really. Most applications, corks alternatives are better simply because of the quality for the price. Next time you buy affordable wine in a grocery store, note more often than not, it won't be 100% natural cork. Instead, the bottle will be closed with a technological agglomerated or collated cork, which are low-quality alternatives to natural corks. These subpar products are also just as unreliable with their likeness to cause cork taint. Yeah, probably. 100% natural corks are the only options that are a true renewable source, but because of their high price tag, most are reserved for wineries in the 30-plus bottle range. I disagree with that statement, because we have found other, I know of closures that aren't in that price tag, and a lot of them are using corks that are cheaper than that. So that's not true. But as wine becomes consumed on a day-to-day basis, people are looking alternatives to glass, and more important, there are wines on the market today that aren't meant to age for more than a year. In fact, most of the wines you buy aren't. These wines could easily be offered in polyethylene cans or cartons. Alternatives to these won't affect the flavor, much lighter weight, reduction in carbon emissions for shipping, all sorts of benefits. Glass will always have a place in with wine enjoyment, but it's okay to have a daily drink out of a box or a can. So, you know, I don't know. Open up a can of wine for dinner, that doesn't quite sound right.
Yeah. You gotta hear that cork pop. I don't know. It's just
yes. And even if
that
it
says
is
wine,
it's plastic or something, it still pops, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I just
it
doesn't seem.
If you open up a can, you're going to get that pop of the can. Although it better have
right.
Well, unless champagnes or something in there, you know, a little effervescence. But pop yourself open a can of Pinot Noir. There's in fact this picture here of Union Wine Company in Oregon, a Pinot Noir, Oregon growing Underwood, 13% alcohol, 2012, 12-ounce fluid ounce can of wine. My engineer in the back is going, that's just wrong. A can of wine. Okay. Pick me up a six-pack of Merlot when you're out today, would you please?
It doesn't sound right. It just
no,
it something's
doesn't.
Not natural about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then my engineer just mentioned, too, would that give you the right then to drink your wine out of a straw?
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just wrong. On so many levels, we have to admit that's just wrong.
Yep.
So,
that was a good,
there you go.
Good point, though.
Our information night is over for that AFRN. I'll say goodbye now, and Mike will adjust this to be within there. We'll say goodbye to AFRN. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate your listening to us every time that you tune in. It's great to know that we are on AFRN. Out to the armed forces personnel around the world that enjoy wine. Thanks. I envy some of you who are in some of these countries that have all these different wines. That's great. It's giving you an opportunity to taste a whole bunch of different wines out there.
Oh, yeah.
So, we have an event this weekend. I'll let you talk about that.
Oh, I need to find something here.
Oh.
I just realized. Okay. It's basically the email.
Yeah, that's usually.
It's like, oh, yeah, that is this weekend. That's right. Let me go ahead and play this real quick. I have the email ready, so I'll play this, and I'll be back in about 1 minute, 15 seconds.
Coming up this Saturday at Florida State's Winery, it's Wine Fest, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy live music, have a little fun, and shop our vendors providing unique handmade items and some brand names you have known for years. Participate in an informative wine tasting with wine expert and show host, Ron. Sample some of Florida Estates Winery's world-class wines. Shopping is always fun, and Wine Fest is a great way to pick up unique gift items. Come out to Florida Estates Winery and enjoy the weekend with us. Listen to live music and shop under the giant oak trees while enjoying a glass of your favorite wine. This is a family event, and pets are welcome at Florida Estates Winery. See you there. Florida Estates Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call 813-996-2113 or email corp@flewn.com. That's C-O-R-P at F-L-E-W-N.com for more information.
Florida State's Winery is open daily, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, that little bit. That is this Saturday, February 22nd, day after tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Come out and enjoy the weekend with live entertainment by Patrick Foy. You will enjoy the music, have a glass of wine, relax, and enjoy the day, basically. And if I look at the weather, I believe it is going to be another spotless. Let me see if I can pull this up here. It is going to be another fantastic weekend. What did that? You know, I pull up. I click on that, and it shows me Miami. Anyway, that was dumb. I click on Tampa weather, and it shows me. Anyway, let's see. So there's going to be a lot of unique handmade items and some brand names that you have known for years. Come out to the winery. Kim is going to be there selling fresh homemade strawberry jam and raw natural honey. That sounds interesting. The raffle Lisa, with Raffle Rescue Pet Food Assistance Organization of Pasco County, will be there with two new raffles. So you definitely want to come out there and support a great cause. That's Raffle Rescue Pet Food Assistance Organization of Pasco County. Lisa will be there. Dave is launching a new real estate referral program that is brand new. It's something homeowners can sign up for, and in return, they receive gift cards of their choice based on the value of their home. It is a national program backed by major real estate companies and banks. And it's a really neat, interesting program. You want to come out and check that out as well. Robbie will be on hand with hand-poured candles. They are created 100% USDA certified organic soy wax. So that's, definitely something good there. You want to check those out. Let's see. Heather will return with Hotties. Is it Hotties? Sweet Hotties. Shack. Okay, good. So you want to check that out, offering jelly, jam, cookies, bread, spices, spice mix, soup mixes, and candies. Ooh, that sounds good. Let's see, what else? There's also Susan with custom-designed and hand-crocheted doggy sweaters. You want to dress your dog well in comfort and fashion in five sizes to fit all dogs. So come on out and check that out. Laura will be promoting massage and giving away complimentary 5 to 7 minute demo massages by a licensed massage therapist. Sharon offers sweet and savory dips and gourmet items that make preparing a meal easy, fun, and delicious. Let's see, Pat is bringing her business Under Pat's Umbrella. That's handcrafted casual accessories and gift items like boutique hair bows, ponytail bows, cheer bows, and hair bow holders. Let's see, what else? Mm-mm-mm. Susie's Dogs and her husband, yeah, there you go, Charlie. Am I saying that? Yeah. We'll be back again with grilled or boiled hot dogs and sausages. Oh, man, can you imagine? So you're outside enjoying the weather, and underneath the giant oak tree, so you're in the shade and just enjoying wine and some great food and good times and great music. You definitely want to be there this weekend at Florida State's Winery for Wine Fest. That's 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. That is Eastern Time Saturday. And let's see, you don't have a wine class until March the 9th, it looks like. That's 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And we'll tell you more about that on the show next time. But mark your calendars now, and you can also RSVP right now for that show. It is for the wine class. It's Sunday, March the 9th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and we'll tell you more about it next week on the 27th show. So, very cool. Good times. Good time to come out to the winery and enjoy it.
Greyhound event coming up on the 22nd, too, so save a date on that. We have a event where Greyhound Rescue raising money for that. So that's coming up on the 22nd of March. So,
That's in March. Okay, that's probably. Oh, there it is. Yeah, Greyhound Rescue and Adoption Organization. Great wine, cheese, and treat events. Oh, interesting. Okay, that was at the top of the list. So
we did a Greyhound event a couple years ago. And there was 36 Greyhound dogs there. There were 32 people. They were there for a little over 3 hours, and we heard one bark.
Wow.
They are the sweetest dogs, and they don't bark, mm-hmm. and they really, really are such sweet animals. So Wow. Yeah, that's a great event. It's a fundraiser for that, and also on they usually have ones that can be adopted and all that. So a lot of greyhounds need to be adopted, so that's something to look forward to there. So mark your calendars for that.
March 22nd, that's 3 to 6 p.m. at Florida State's Winery. So very good. For more information, you can call the winery at 813-996-2113. Area code 813, which is Tampa area, 996-2113. And we'll give you more information on that on the next program on the 27th as well. So a lot of things happening, and weather's fantastic here in Florida. I don't know how it is where you're at, but up north, I know you're really getting bombed with bad weather.
Getting slammed.
Come on down.
That's right.
Come on down and enjoy it. Yeah. I guess there's no other topics we can we'll go ahead and close it down.
I want to mention one thing here.
Yep.
The California drought. We've all been hearing stuff about that. State of emergency was declared in California by the governor. The president also has declared a state of emergency in parts of California. And we hear about California because it's in Northern California wine industry, but it's also affecting Washington and Oregon. The little bit of rains they had, snows they had a couple of weeks ago, is insignificant, actually. It didn't do too much of anything to alleviate the problem. They're saying now that because of the drought, bulk prices will probably rise. And because of bulk prices rising, it's going to cause wine prices to rise all over. And it's going to have repercussions around the world because of the fact that California's harvest is looking, well, in 2013 it was great, but 2014 might be affected by it. And they're saying that the foreign market of wines could slip in and start doing more sales in the country and all that. And California just jumped up as one of the biggest exporters of wine. I think last year we were telling about that, and now with this drought continuing on, it's going to be even worse than they expected. So it's a concern, and if you're wine drinkers out there, and obviously you are because you're listening to the program, it's something that we need to be concerned that we hope that more rains are going to hit. I've lived in California during droughts, and it's not a fun thing, and it affects everything. It's just unbelievable. So I wanted to mention that. I mean, it's an ongoing thing. We heard a little bit about the rains there, but it's not only affecting California, but Oregon and Washington, too. They're below on their rainfalls that they should be getting in snowfalls and all. So,
Yeah. Things are changing. Climate is changing.
Yeah, and, it is. Yeah. It is affecting everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
So, have yourself a wonderful week ahead. Hope you all enjoyed the Drink Some Wine Day last Tuesday. Mike threw a post up there and on our Facebook page to remind everyone. So, hope everyone did have an opportunity to drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every day, but, you know.
You should do that every day.
Yes, you should every day anyway.
Yes, at some point. Yep. Yeah, very cool. All right. We will close the show for this week, and we will see everybody back here on February 27th. That is next Thursday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all again for tuning in, and worldwide, thanks for joining us. If you have any questions or comments or feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Email. It's free, obviously, from anywhere. And we're not going to bombard you with reply emails or put you on some kind of list or anything unless you sign up for the newsletter on the website. But go to just email us at allaboutwine101@gmail.com. It's allaboutwine101@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. So contact us. Thank you.
Yep.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ta-da.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery.
Florida State's Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75 or east of US 19 and US 41. For more information on Florida State's Winery, visit the website at floridaestateswines.com or call area code 813-996-2113. The email address is corp@floon.com. That's corp@FLEWN.com. For more information on All About Wine and future shows, please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AllAboutWineBTR or visit our website at AllAboutWineBTR.com. Archived shows are available as a free download on iTunes and on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/AllAboutWine. Follow the Armed Forces Radio Network on Twitter at @TheAFRN and on Facebook at facebook.com/Armed Forces Radio. Thank you for listening to this show. We'll see you next time on All About Wine.